The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Restoration of destiny. The matter of destiny is not something that you toy with. The matter of destiny is not something that you handle with kid gloves. It's a serious matter. Someone say serious matter. God has programmed a great destiny for you. And there is a pathway amongst many others to get there. Nobody toys with destiny and becomes something in life. Nobody plays with destiny and is relevant in life. Destiny must not be joked with. Destiny must not be toyed with. And tonight, I'll be showing us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, what is that vital thing that will make a destiny to be restored, to be colorful, to be beautiful, to be awesome. What is that vital thing? And it's called revival. Revival. All round destiny restoration is a product of revival. In Psalm 85 verse 6, Psalm 85 verse 6, the Bible says, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Will thou not revive us again?" That is, a destiny not revived is a destiny that lacks joy and substance. An unrevived destiny is a destiny that cannot accomplish much in this kingdom. What is revival? If revival is so important, what is revival? Revival can be defined as the manifestation of divine visitation ordained to wipe away shame and reproach in the life of God's people. Revival is the manifestation of divine visitation. Thank you, media. Ordained to wipe away shame and reproach in the lives of the people. Number two, what is revival? Revival is the move of the Spirit that baptizes believers with the spirit of the fear of God, thereby empowering them for all-round restoration. I'll be fast. The media is doing well, so if you don't get it, you can just look at the screen. A revival is a move of the Spirit that baptizes believers with the spirit of the fear of God, thereby empowering him or her for all round restoration. Number three, what is a revival? A revival means spiritual reawakening. Stirring up that brings out the giant in the believer. A revival, number three, means spiritual awakening. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Spiritual awakening. Stirring up of a believer, thereby bringing out the giant in that believer. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 14. Haggai. Chapter 1 and verse 14. The Bible speaking there, "And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the priest, and the spirit of all the remnants of the people. And they came and did walk in the house of the Lord their God." They were revived. And as a result, they were able to accomplish so much. Believers that are revived are the believers that will be restored. believers that are revived are the believers that can accomplish God's task for their life. Your fire will never go out. I said your fire will never go out. You will never tell the story of when you used to serve God faithfully. There's some people, they say, then when we were still in so-so, they were mentioning churches. When we were in so-so church, we were in the choir. When we were in so-so church, we were among the pastors. When we were, your own will never be like that. It's one of the most stinking things in Christianity to be referring to. What are you doing now? It means there's no revival. A believer that will be restored must be revived. What are the benefits of revival to a believer? What are the gains that a believer gets from being revived? Number one is peace of mind. Galatians chapter 6 verse 16. When you are revived, you access peace of mind. And as many as walk according to his rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. When you are revived, you have peace of mind. You just know that no evil can happen to you. You know that the devil cannot handle you. You have peace of mind. Number two, benefit of revival is victory over sin. Revival gives you victory over sin. When you are revived, you don't dance around sin anymore. Romans 6 verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law but under grace. When you are revived, you hate sin. You don't want to go into sin at all. Immediately you begin to hate sin, revival is coming. Number three, benefit of a revival is divine protection. All revived believers are protected. Devil can't handle them. Witches can't handle them. Powers of darkness can't handle them. You are protected. Psalms 34 and verse 7. And the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. I can't count how many times I've been delivered from death. Several times. Is it on the road? Is it in the night? Several times. Once it happened this December. When you are revived, you are protected. You are preserved. The weapons of the enemy come to you. It goes back to the sender. Every weapon of the enemy sent to you goes back to the sender right now. Those calling you and the name of your children in the dark, I pray that tonight they are struck in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. When you are revived, you are protected. You are heavily guided. Number four, benefit of revival is wisdom. The revived become wise. When you are revived, you suddenly become wise. Proverbs 9 and verse 9, give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. When you become revived, all of a sudden, the spirit of wisdom comes upon you. The spirit of wisdom, when you speak, people will nod their head like this, that this person is speaking sense. Because when you are revived, the spirit comes upon you called the spirit of wisdom. The Bible says, I will give you a spirit, a mind and a spirit, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. When they hear you, they can't resist you. That's the spirit of wisdom. That spirit is coming for somebody here tonight. That spirit is coming for somebody here tonight. If that person is here, say a loud amen. What are the enemies of revival? What makes a person to want to be revived and he cannot be revived? There are many of them. I'll just give us a few of them tonight. And then we'll begin to move forward. Number one enemy of revival is wrong association. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. You can't be a fire and be walking with water. Fire must quench water. Or water must quench fire. It's what? Wrong association cannot keep you revived. The the way the people you associate with are, that is the way you soon be. If you want to see how a man will look like, just look at his association, the five people around him. That is how his life will soon look like in the future. The people closest to you, that is how your life will look like. That is how life is. That's why when you don't smoke and you are around a smoker, people will begin to think you are smoking because smoke will be smelling on your body. Is somebody with me tonight? If you want to be revived, you have to look for people who are spiritually sound that can help you. Nobody can help somebody who is on the floor to rise up if the person is not already lifted up. That's why the Bible tells us that the less is always less of the better. I think that's Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 or so. If you want to be blessed, it's somebody that is higher than you that can lift you. Guide your association very well if you want to stay revived. Somebody say loud amen. Number two, enemy of revival is oversleeping. Sleeping too much. Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. I'm currently writing a book right now on causes of poverty and reasons for prosperity. If you look at that place very well, he has two important things in that place. Look at that place very well. Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, an idle soul shall suffer hunger. When a person is idle, he will suffer hunger. When the person sleeps too much too, he cannot be revived. You know, there are some people, they will say, my hobby is sleeping. They go for interview and they put it there. They say, what are your hobby? Cooking nice food and sleeping. That's my hobby. No sensible employer will employ such people, because they will be sleeping on duty. If you want to be revived, you have to ensure that your sleeping is in moderation. My wife sometimes will ask me, say, I don't even know what you drink. What do you normally drink that keeps your eyes always awake? When everybody's supposed to be, your eyes will just be bright in the night. Enemies of revival number three is talkativeness. When you talk too much. Proverbs 10:19. In the multitude of words, they are wanted not sin. Proverbs 10:19. When you talk too much, you can't be revived. Haven't you seen people that when they talk like tap that has been opened, that water is gushing endlessly. In the multitude of words, they are wanted not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. In Proverbs 21:23, the Bible says, whosoever keepeth his soul, keepeth his soul from trouble. When you keep your mouth, you keep your soul from trouble. Many get their life into trouble because they talk too much. When you talk too much, you lose power. When you talk too much, your fire of revival just goes down. No revived person is a talkative. The only place I talk so much is when I'm preaching. I was with some people today, and we're talking, and I spoke for about 10 minutes or so, and I called one of the people here. I said, it looks like I've talked too much. Can you continue from there? It looks like I just spoke too much. 10 minutes. Can you please continue from where? When you talk too much, you can't be revived. When you say what you're not supposed to say, you're the one that knows what happens in everybody's houses. There's no way you can be revived that way. D. Enemies of revival is carnality or pleasure. When you love pleasure too much, you can't be revived. 2 Timothy 4:10. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed Thessalonica. Demas left. Why? He loves pleasure. He loves pleasure. When you love, see, when you love pleasure, there are many problems. So, do you know that a person that loves pleasure can never be rich? Do you know that? A person that loves pleasure too much can never be rich. And I can prove it. Proverbs 21:27. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. When all you like is pleasure, you must watch at least 3 episodes of film every day without no Bible reading. No Bible reading. No message listened to. No believer can be restored like that. No believer can be revived with too much of pleasure. Today is 4th, right? Is today 4th? Some people are still in Christmas mood till now. On 4th, years gone. Some people have already gotten their breakthrough this year. Some people are still in 2022 Christmas till now. When you love pleasure, you can be revived. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I'm not saying you shouldn't relax. I'm not saying you shouldn't enjoy your life. But when your stock in trade is just to enjoy, no plan for fasting, no agenda for studying of the Bible, no agenda for prayer, no agenda for anything that is spiritual, just pleasure. Revival goes down. Many years ago, I was in a particular church, and one of the ladies there, who was one of my sister's very good friend, was very revived. And all of a sudden, I met her years later. I was surprised every of those revivals had gone. Why? Pleasure. Money has come. So, why do I need to be? You will not tell the story of when you used to be revived. Say a louder, amen. Enemies of revival, number 5, is love of money. When you love money too much, do you know some people love money more than their life? Nobody that loves money more than life or more than God. That's why the Bible says you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and love money more than you love Him. Money is not the root of evil. It is the love of money that is the root of evil. I hope you know that. 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Most of the evil we are seeing is... Somebody was telling me today, just today, somebody has a farm, has chicken there. And then somebody goes into that farm around 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. in the night. And with a sack, we break the neck of the chicken and be dropping them inside the bag. Break the neck, dropping it, and carry it, and then maybe go and use it for, maybe go and sell it, or go and... He automatically has a cold room like that. Just take it, put it inside there, make it, prepare it, say, I have a cold room. So he has been doing it, and then suddenly the Holy Spirit revealed that something was wrong in his farm. So somebody was checking the night, and then, well, before we knew it, 300 chicken has gone. The love of money, the love of money will kill revival. That's why you see that pastors, that their only message is money, or they can trade anything for money. They don't get that money itself, and they are not revived. If you want to stay revived, don't love money more than God. In Proverbs 15:16, the Bible says it is better with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and trouble therewith. Praise the Lord. Six. Somebody be blessed already tonight. Shout a big hallelujah. Enemies of revival number 6 is secret sin. It's not possible to stay revived if one continues to sin. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. There's no way a person can continue in sin continuously and be revived. It's not possible. If a person is in sin and it looks as if the person is okay, after some time, if that person doesn't forsake that sin, the sin will grind the destiny. You can see it all through scriptures. So, you want to stay revived. You hear sin. Yeah, you say. Because you know that the wages of sin is what? Sin has wages. Sin has salary. And the wages is the person might not die physically. The spiritual life will die. He said, let's fast. He said, hey, fast. Hey, me, I can't fast too. Let's wake up in the night to pray. I won't sleep for one night. Because sin will make the spiritual life non-existence. Bishop Odeko said one day, while he was in Ilorin here many years ago, he said one of the believers in the church left Winners. You know, it's every church that people leave. People must, in every church, people come, people. He said one man left the church. He now saw him later. He said, ah, brother, you have left the faith. You are no more. He said, no, I'm very vibrant. I'm on fire. I hope these media people are revived. Please be alert because we have other people also connected. So he said, ah, brother, it looks like you have left the faith. Things are not okay. He said, no, I'm okay. I'm very on fire. He said, I'm telling you to your face, you are no more okay. He said, no, I'm okay. Said, I'm insisting. The guy now started crying. He said, let me confess. In fact, I've even started drinking alcohol. You started drinking alcohol. Secret sin will kill revival. That's why immediately you see that this thing is, you will say, enough. Enough is enough. Somebody say, enough is enough tonight. Because the wages of sin is dead. 7. Enemies of revival is gluttony. Eating too much kills a believer's spiritual life. Proverbs 23 and verse 3. Proverbs 23 and verse 2. Proverbs 23. And verse number 2. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So when you eat too much, all of a sudden, you will see that your revival is gone. I told you the story before. I don't condemn people when they don't like to fast too much. I used to be like that. When I was in the polytechnic, and particularly when I was in university, I remember very well, we used to have fasting in my fellowship. I didn't like it. I just do it, you know, just a little bit here and there. I didn't like it. But later on, when I began to grow in the faith, and I knew the essence. Because one thing about me is, once I know the importance of something, I stay with it. I just knew it that, I can't be eating like this and be revived. Wake up in the morning, 5:30. Put malt inside milk and then Milo and then drink it before I now pray. By 7, you now do Indomie noodles. You put egg. You put you put corned beef there. That is pre-breakfast. 8 o'clock breakfast. Scotch egg with sausage roll. Everything with my chivita. That. Do you know some people eat 9 times daily? Yes. There are many food in between. Many. No gluttony or gluttonous person can be revived because the stomach of a gluttonous person is their God. They can trade anything for food. They can trade destiny for food. There's a pottage. I can smell a pottage. Give me this pottage. I forget my destiny. What's destiny? Forget destiny, Joe. What's destiny? If you desire revival and you want to stay on point, you must know how to curtail eating. Somebody say loud amen. Well, we are going to pray a lot tonight. So let me go quickly to the conclusion. What are the keys to personal revival? What can make me ever revive, ever on fire, ever refreshed? Friends that saw me in those days see me again and say, ah, you are still on fire. What can I do so that I can be restored? Number one, genuine conversion. John 3 verse 3. Genuine conversion. Be genuinely born again. Be genuinely born again. If you want to be revived, be genuinely born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the glory of God. You cannot access revival. Nobody who is not born again can be revived, can be on fire. He can't be enlisted among those that God will revive. One of the things that God spoke to me when he gave us this team, and I think I told you, is this matter of revival. In fact, this is what I wanted to preach on the first day. But I just said, okay, let's just... Because this was a principal thing that God told us. Your people need revival. Tireless investment into the Spirit, being born again, will help you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 to 10. Genuine conversion, which results in tireless investment in the Spirit. Galatians 6, 8 to 10. Number two is prayerfulness / retreat. If you want to be revived, you must pray, just like Mama told us yesterday, and you must have regular retreats. Personal retreat. When you pray on your own, regular retreat. Throughout this week, I'm praying in the night. Throughout this week, I'm fasting and spending at least 7 hours in the presence of God. That's retreat. You can't be revived if you are not fanning the fire. Leviticus 6 and verse 13. The fire must not depart. Let me see that scripture. Leviticus 6, 13. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. Every what? Every morning. And lay burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall burn there on the fat on the peace offering every day. And regularly, if you want to be revived. You can't pray in the morning. I was telling our beloved leaders yesterday. I said, our friends in the other faith, they pray minimum 5 times. Minimum 5 times. You see, believers, that oneself is a challenge. Just once in the morning. When they get back in the night, they are tired. They just sleep. They only pray in the morning. Father, I thank you. Thank you so much for waking me up this morning. As I go with me. In Jesus' name I pray. That's all. You must have a rigid prayer schedule. You must have a rigid prayer schedule. You must have a rigid prayer schedule. People that are very close to me know one of the things that irritates me a lot is, you know me and the kind of person I am, and you want to talk to me and you call me and you keep calling. Even my wife doesn't do that. Once you call me once, the maximum twice, you send a message. Because that phone is on silence. That phone is in the drawer somewhere, or it's under the pillow somewhere. I can't see it. Why you just... I can't be praying and I'm gisting at the same time. Praise the Lord. Prayerlessness kills revival. Regular retreat. Regular time with God. God is giving you that opportunity from today. I say God is giving that opportunity from today. Social media will not kill everybody here. Say a loud amen. Social media will not kill us, yo. Say a big amen, oh. Facebook and Instagram and everything will not destroy our spiritual life, oh. You want to know believers? Just go to their Instagram. Not one single post on Jesus, on church, on even this program going on. Nothing like that. But you will see everything. different. They are the one that know when Two-Face, when he married a seventh wife, and all these things. It's killing revival gradually. The revival is going under the water. Number three, keys to personal revival is regular Bible study. Proverbs 4:21-22. Proverbs 4:21-22. My son, attend to my words. Let them not depart from thy eye, for they are life unto them that find them, and health to all their flesh. Regular studying. This is one of, some people can even pray very well, but they can't read Bible. Even if they begin to read Bible like this, honestly speaking, sleep must come. Let me give you an advice. If you are praying and sleep come, insist. If you are reading Bible and sleep come, insist. You are the one that control your flesh. Not that the flesh will be telling you when to sleep, when not to sleep. Is somebody with me tonight? Not that the flesh will be telling you, oh yeah, sleep now. You want to read Bible? Oh yeah, now on that Jeremiah now. Sleep now on that Jeremiah now. Nobody can be restored that doesn't eat. How do you feel, sir, when a person doesn't eat food at all? They have kwashoko. That's why in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, 1 Peter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. No growth, no believer can grow in this world that doesn't depend on the word. No, a believer can never grow if he doesn't eat this Bible, doesn't listen to messages, doesn't read Bible. He will never grow. His language will still be like somebody under the bridge. Because this is what changes your language. Because when you associate with the Bible, what you are, that's why you see young people that travel abroad. After 6 months, you begin to hear, you were together before. You were together before, but now the environment, you have changed the environment. That's what Bible does. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed already tonight. If you are that person, say loud amen. Number four is hearing the word of God. I need to be fast now because I have just a few minutes more. Keys to revival. Number one is what? Genuine conversion. Number two, prayerfulness and retreat. Number three, study of the word, regular study of the word. Number four, hearing the word of God regularly. Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Friends, invest into tapes. Invest into tapes. Invest into CD. Invest into good earpod that you can use to be listening to messages. Load your computer with messages. Your spirit will be revived. You will have fire. You will be a mobile fire. But when your computer is filled with obesere and these people, do you know that the spirit of what you listen to easily enters you? Do you know music is a spirit? Music is spirit. The spirit of what you listen to enters you. That's why you must be careful what you listen to. I need to move on. Number five, key to personal revival is strong quiet time. Mark 1:35. In the morning, rising up a great while before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. You must have a strong, quiet time. Strong, quiet time. Hardly do you hear Christians now say, I'm doing my quiet time. They don't have any. There's no quiet time. Everything is noisy time. Everything is noisy time. Everything is noisy time. No quiet time. Number six is fellowship. If you want to have be revived, regular fellowship. 1 John 1:3. 1 John 1 verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. If you want to be revived, you must have fellowship with us. You must have fellowship if you want to stay revived. Number seven, as I begin to round up, is evangelism. Keys to personal revival. Evangelism, Mark 6:16-15. Regular evangelism makes you revived. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. When you evangelize, it makes you revived. You that you have preached to others, may you not be a castaway. That's it. So because you have been preaching to others, you say, I've been preaching to others, I must not also, my spiritual life must not go down. When you are encouraging others, definitely you also want to be encouraged. You think the day you started fast on January 2nd, that's the day I also started fast. You can't operate like that. And then nobody knows after the 13th when everybody is eating. Maybe we have had fast after fast like this, and we finish on 13. And God still says, go on. 30 days after, 60 days, 90 days, we are still on it. Onward, after the 12 days. You can't stay revived if you don't do all these things. And lastly, if you want personal revival, guide your association. Proverbs 1:15. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Proverbs 2:20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men. Walk in the way of good men and the path of righteousness. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that God will revive every one of us afresh. I say God will revive every one of us afresh. I can't hear your amen. The kind of amen you will say if I pray for dollar and naira for you. God will revive you afresh. I say God will revive you afresh. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.